Word of the day. Well, you know, that's when we take one of the clips from one of my sermons and we play it so that it can minister to you. We put it on our YouTube channel so you can see it. We put it on our Facebook page, The Donnie McClurkin Show, so you can see it. We even put it on Twitter so you can click the link and go right to it. But today we're going to play it here first on the radio. Here's the word of the day entitled, He is in control. Everything is in his control. Satan has no control. Donnie, don't say that. Pastor, don't say that. You see how bad the earth is? No, that's because man gave it up. But even if man gave it up by their own corruption and wickedness, God steps in and says, I got to circumvent you for a second. I've got to supersede you for a second. What do you mean? The earth is mine and the fullness thereof. The world and they that dwell therein. And if you mess it up in your politics, and you mess it up in your corruption, and you mess it up in your wickedness, I will raise up another generation. I will raise up another generation. In the book of Judges, the second chapter, it said that the children of Israel disobeyed God, and God became angry. And then they began, and when God became angry with them, they began to weep. And God called the place that they repented and sacrificed Bochim. Bochim means weeping. And they made an altar there and called the place Bochim. And they turned from their wickedness and they honored God. And God said, I will fight your enemy for you. I will take care of you. I will make sure that you're all right. Hallelujah. But then the Bible said, after they started to do right, Joshua died. And the elders that ruled after Joshua died, died too. And then there arose a generation that did not know God. And they did wickedness in the sight of God. We are in that place right now. We are in a generation that does not know God. And wickedness has taken over and believes itself to be in control.